Chapter 10, Years 2018 and 2019, 72 Tweets. Click here mfair.in web link to avail text reading facility, more info in Chapter 1. 01. People who fly high in life can have only a bird's eye view of the living conditions of the milling crowds far below. 02. For the aged, living with the family of a busy and successful young couple, son or daughter, it is like staying in a traffic island at the intersection of two busy highways, all tension from watching tension. 03. Politicians are expected to make calculated moves after due deliberation. How come they tweet every now and then, exposing their immediate reaction to every major event in public life? 04. Today, technology makes it possible to record any sight or sound, text or tune, in fact any experience of the senses, and reproduce them to anybody, anywhere, anytime and any know of times. This has its own effects. A first-rate prob from prosperity. 05. The ideal in old age must be to care least for the unhappy developments all around, which you have little chance of changing and lot more chances for leaving soon. 06. Faith makes inroads into the natural course of logic and reason, for good or for evil. 07. As society becomes more and more sophisticated, social interaction becomes more and more shallow. 08. Some are born to benefit millions. Some others to spread misery all around. The rest run in between or meekly walk through. 09. There is an uproar or over harassment of women. While anger is justified, the underlying cause goes unnoticed. There is excessive sex stimulating in society over the years, thanks to all media avatars. God bestowed the instinct, fixing some ages for entry into the arena, for boys and girls. Paradoxically, there is no compulsory limit for exiting the arena, beyond some symptoms that are suggestive but not mandatory. 09a. Kant man in all his wisdom promulgated some laws to ensure peaceful living. This code was violated by many with impunity. Some recent judgments have also knocked the bottom out of the bucket. The arrival of Me Too movement is therefore welcome. But somebody must rip open the veil and spotlight the well-known but ill-attended secrets lying in the dark. The Korthals should reverberate to their thunder and make society hang its head in shame for noiselessly pinching the baby and keeping the cradle swinging as usual. Paradoxically, the media, which is at the root of the malady, is also the first to highlight it. 10. When two friends fall apart, both are losers. One loses because of his own fault. The other loses because of the other's fault. 11. Talent, unless accompanied by public interest, is of little use to society. 12. The rich are well equipped to enjoy life. The poor are predisposed to suffer. This appears to be the general rule. 13. The toughest question in life is, who am I? Because it has no answer. 14. Most people have to acquire some qualities to shine in life. But some have to merely shed some of their qualities. 15. If you care a lot for others, you may not count as a caring husband. Instead, you may be labeled as queer and harsh. 16. An aggrieved celebrity posts a pungent tweet and he gets relief in no time from a MNC. Such is the killing power of Twitter. It works with lightning speed. When celebrity and technology merge, the result is awesome. 17. Highway traffic has lane discipline. Each one chooses a lane to suit his need of the hour and capacity of his vehicle. It is not a race after all. Life also is like that. You choose your lane. Or else you risk your health and peace of mind. 18. Some people are good at storytelling without even hinting at what really is happening. This is labeled as good self-control. 19. School is the point of entry into a complicated life. 20. If a man tells lies to others, he is a liar. If he tells lies to himself, he is a positive thinker. 21. A thinker gets laurels in public or else brickbats at home. 22. It is high time we stop inventing and start living. There can be no peace in complexity. In simplicity, yes, there is. But the irony is that this needs a Twitter or Facebook to tell. 23. Wisdom grows with age, it was thought. Now technology has delinked wisdom from age, for the most part, resulting in diminishing respect for seniors, be it in office or life outside. Seniors have to take it easy. 24. Neither murder is the most heinous crime nor is death penalty the most harsh one. These are just time-worn misconceptions arising out of sentiment. 25. I bribe and thrive. I am happy. He is happy. What else? Is terrible philosophy. The extensive damage to society at large is unseen and unrealized. 26. Our laws and their operation are incomprehensible. Sometimes it looks as if anybody can be sent to jail at any time. At other times it looks as if anybody can be out of jail for any length of time, whatever they may do. 27. In life, whether you walk alone, or wade through waving crowds, the end is the same. But some leave a mark on earth, while others vanish into thin air absolutely. 28. Laws are intended to guide, govern, and control our activity in the public interest. But paradoxically enough, these laws are made by persons least suited for the job. In terms of character or competence. 29. God does not allow luggage during the last journey. Otherwise there will be no legacy for the next generation. Thank God. 30. I give you love. You give me love. Old motto. I give you business. You give me business. Current trend. Changing times. 31. Efforts can take you nowhere else when destiny is taking you somewhere. If one does not agree now, he will agree later in life. 32. Breaking news can break our regard for some celebrities in no time. 033. Whether people follow the dictates of conscience or not, they, while on the road, faithfully follow the directions from the sky, coming on GPS. 33. No harm if one is not addicted to thinking. But one should at least not be averse to thinking. 34. If you antagonize the audience, the mic may be switched off. 35. When the majority is wrong, should you condemn them because they are wrong, or support them because they are the majority? A dilemma in real life. 36. A booing crowd can choke a speaker's throat. A virulent press can freeze the writer's pen. 37. Evil must be nipped in the bud, or else it will grow and develop the political cloud in due course, and become invincible. Act now or get lost. 38. When emotions swell, reason absconds. 39. Some speakers have no great principles in mind. What little they have, they leave in the cupboard when they go for a speech. 40. Why buy anything if that is available free? Why get anything free, when I can afford to pay? It is all a question of attitude. 41. By and large, we in India are comfortable with freebies, rather than part with cash and go in for the finer aspects of prohibitions, all affluence notwithstanding. 42. Pure sense is not destined to click easily. 43. Even sense sells better if dressed in fun and frolic, rather than if afford bland. 44. Some long for others' sympathy. Some others detest. 45. Saving does not mean mere not spending. It means prudent investment depending on your age, earning profile and risk-bearing capacity. 46. Between wit and wisdom, often wit scores. 47. The compatibility between husband and wife is quite pronounced in some families. Whatever he likes, she does not, and whatever she likes, he does not. 48. As a money spinner, internet ranks high. Internet speeds are measured in Mbps/s, million bytes per second. And probably, MDPD is the appropriate unit for measurement of internet earnings, $1 million per day. 49. We may not appreciate some people if we don't understand them. But conversely, politicians get applauded because people do not quite understand what they are really up to. 50. If you mention unpalatable truths, people may lament that you are in the habit of telling truths over and over again. 51. Some are in limelight, some others in dim light, and still others in pitch darkness. Opportunity decides the lighting even among equals. 52. Finding time is a problem in active life. Finding work for time that hangs is a post-retirement predicament. The problem basically remains mismatch between time and work. 53. Ordinarily, our mind links money with channels of happiness. And that is okay. But one wrong step or move on the way can take you down the lanes of misery as well. 54. A man is judged not by what he is, but by what he owns. There is no such thing as intrinsic worth, it appears. 55. A bitter truth is one that shows one or more persons in bad light, and for this reason usually not highlighted. Bad time for truth. 56. As scope for interaction with non-human entities increases, inclination for interaction with humans will diminish. More with TV, less with neighbors. People will feel the pinch all the more as they advance in age. 57. The lyrics composed by the great trinities of Carnatic music all put together might not have had a million listeners for years, but a film song sung by an actor some time ago attracted 3 million visitors in no time. This is the immense power of internet. Nothing else. 58. We think we were not aware of our arrival into this world at the time, because we were not mature enough then. But then, though fully mature now, or so we think, we still do not know details of our departure. 59. At some point of fame, success and plenty, when there are no more things on earth to enjoy, some people may turn to charity. But most people would even then stick to the timey old idea of passing on everything to their children whether they need it / deserve it or not. 60. Unlike food which ends hunger, money increases appetite for more money. Whereas food can address only hunger, money is multifaceted and its influence all-pervasive. 61. Some problems get aggravated by procrastination while some others get solved in the meantime. 62. The aspirations of teenagers or the middle-aged can be visualized during old age. But obviously there is no chance for the teenagers or middle-aged to exactly realize as to what old age will be like. For them their train has not passed through that station yet. 63. Some people have a tendency to cut jokes at others' expense merely to cut ice. Little do they realize how much this can hurt others. 64. Health and wealth in adequate measure are two indispensable ingredients for the recipe of happy life. Though a little deficit in one can be set off by the other in abundance, serious shortfall in either will make life miserable. 65. Our reaction to others depends on the regard we have for them. If a person utters nonsense, we can keep quiet, or say I think it's not like that, or retort who told you so. It is not like that at all, or hit sharply what the hell do you say? You better keep quiet. 66. It is unfortunate that truth is not always obvious, very often one has to dig hard to find it. 67. If a thing falls, you can either take it and place it back or wonder why or how it fell down and what would have happened if it had broken. An analytical mind is not conducive to peaceful living. 68. Whether a comedian laughs or cries, we know he is acting, but in a tragedy we feel one with the hero in all his emotions as if they are real. Hence the popularity of tragedies over comedies at the box office. 69. With advancing age, the working capacity of the body decreases, and maintenance costs increase. Under similar circumstances, machines are scrapped. The Almighty does not appear to have made any provision for smooth exit of man under similar circumstances. That is the problem. 70. Money is in everybody's mind. But some are obsessed with money in preference to everything else in life. They get the label money-minded. 71. Arguments are aimed at the brain. Heart is the focus for alliteration. This is the shortcut for popularity. Most speakers take this route. 72. Sound ideas may go unheard. Best ideas need not be bestsellers. Is this book going to be an example, or an exception? Readers' views are welcome at authorsmaylidgomez17@gmail.com. Click here mfair.in web link for a little respite from reading.